Well, we'll bring you the latest on the rapidly changing pandemic situation across the country. New cases have been reported in several states, and Alice Springs has joined the long list of towns and cities going into COVID lockdown. We'll have the details on that shortly. But we start today in Queensland, where health authorities are pushing back against the Commonwealth and say giving AstraZeneca to under 40s could put lives at risk. But Queensland says it only has 8 days' worth of Pfizer vaccines as the latest COVID outbreak spreads. The Sunshine State has reported 3 new local cases today as parts of the state face their first full day in lockdown. Our reporter Stephanie Smale.
Just how did a 19-year-old unvaccinated hospital receptionist who worked near a COVID ward end up being the person who sparked Queensland's Delta variant outbreak? It's a question health authorities are desperately trying to answer. But already Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is pointing the finger outside her government.
There will be a full and thorough investigation and someone will be held responsible. I've said that clearly.
Although the 3 new cases are described as low risk, the state's Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young, isn't confident the 42 active cases already in hotel quarantine or hospital aren't a danger too.
Yes, we are doing our best to manage that within our hotels, but they're not designed for that process. And we're also doing our best to manage them in our hospitals. But it is a very, very contagious variant.
And although having a fully vaccinated population would reduce the risk, she's warned the Prime Minister's suggestion the AstraZeneca vaccine might be an option for under 40s could be deadly.
No, I do not want under 40s to get AstraZeneca because they are at increased risk of getting they're at increased risk of getting that rare clotting syndrome. We've seen up to 49 deaths in the UK from that syndrome. I don't want an 18-year-old in Queensland dying from a clotting illness who, if they got COVID, probably wouldn't die.
Stephen Miles is Queensland's Deputy Premier.
For the Prime Minister to attempt to overrule the medical advice and provide a vaccine that is not recommended for people under 60 puts Queenslanders at risk.
Queensland has also hit out at the Commonwealth over vaccine supplies. The state's health minister, Yvette Duff, has warned Pfizer stock is running low, and an appeal for more than 150,000 extra doses has been denied. She's declared at existing levels, there's only enough for another 8 days of vaccinations.
We are getting to that point that we will have to start prioritising only second doses if the Commonwealth do not have any vaccine left, and they need to tell us. Is what they gave Victoria the end of it? Have we only got what is allocated and no contingency stock left until that big delivery in October? Because we all need to know. Now, maybe this is why the Prime Minister's come out and suggested that under 40s get AZ. But we have to act on the TGA and Otago's advice in relation to that. It can't simply be because we have a lot of stock of one vaccine and not enough of the other.
And there are other areas of contention, with the stoush over international arrivals continuing. Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says police figures show too many non-Australian citizens are being allowed in. But the federal government argues Border Force figures tell a different story. Karen Andrews is the Home Affairs Minister.
Stephen Miles is not correct. It's in excess of 80% of travellers who are going into hotel quarantine are either Australian citizens or permanent residents or their immediate family. Now, that figure comes from the Australian Border Force. So they actually do know exactly who's coming into the country, what their status is.
While the politics play out, Queenslanders in lockdown in the southeast and the north of the state are being urged not to panic. In Townsville, where the 19-year-old hospital receptionist holidayed with her family, there are huge queues at COVID testing sites. Some locals started queuing very early to avoid yesterday's delays.
Just as a precaution, so got here at 4:45.
We heard on the news last night there was going to be a big line up here this morning, so we thought we'd get in here early and
and get tested and do the right thing.
Queensland Police Senior Sergeant Jason Bronson says people who aren't sick or haven't been to a problem area should stay away.
If you don't have symptoms and you haven't been to the declared hotspots at the appropriate time, the advice we're getting from Queensland Health is to remain at home rather than spend the next 10 to 12 hours in a queue.
That's Queensland Police Senior Sergeant Jason Bronson, ending that report from Stephanie Smale in Brisbane.